From the Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Section, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report on the 2014-2016 budget year's management strategy regarding the consolidated facilities plan. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And we also have a resolution by the Transportation Committee. Supervisor Dresden will talk about that in a few seconds. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, this report, while it is informational, is a response to a requested policy directive resolution from our department regarding the consolidated facilities plan that reflects a time period in which an initial policy decision will be made and also reflects a broader plan to allow time for the county board to begin budget and strategic planning. This was a referral from this committee on January 22nd of this year. Just some background for the informational report. In April of 2013, we hired C.B. Richard Ellis to complete a comprehensive review of the Milwaukee County's core facilities, and they presented a series of recommendations to this committee in a rather large report. These recommendations are five. Number one is to sell assets to reduce the footprint of occupied land. Two, consolidate all real estate functions under county landlord. Three, improve occupied space and optimize utilization. Four, develop systems and invest in training and tools. And five, reallocate available savings from real estate back into the portfolio. In this report, I also wanted to, just go over quickly where we started at the beginning of this year and where we're at today and where we plan to go in the next 3 years. In January of this year, there was a report presented by Mr. Don Tyler and our CBRE consultants on phase one implementation, which was titled City Campus Go, No Go. And the conclusions of that report were that the existing city campus building complex is not a viable alternative for long-term occupancy. Also that the existing Marsha Coggs building may be an alternative for long-term occupancy. And number three, a new building for county administrative staff is best economically. I was here again in March of this year and presented a report that focused on the scope and schedule of implementing phase two that devises county strategies for utilizing Marsha Coggs Service Center and for disposing of city campus facility. That phase two implementation is titled, If Not City Campus, Then Where? Mm-hmm. And so the detailed scope of work that we're working on right now is outlined there. I won't go through it all, but that was in a previous report. To the gist of why we're here today, the phase three implementation, which is we plan to begin in November of 14, we anticipate beginning this phase three titled Countywide Strategy 2014 through 2016. And I've outlined those, the basic summary and scope of schedule of this work in this third phase is as follows. And there are seven components to that. Many of these you've heard before over the course of the last 10, 15 years. But there are some specific ones that are soon to be implemented. One is the vacation of the county staff from city campus into transitional or permanent space by the end of this year, 12/31. Two, final agreement with the state of Wisconsin related to the utilization of Marsha Coggs Center by the end of this year, 12/31. Number three, finalization of an updated county master plan, space plan by middle of next year, June 30th. Number four, a plan for the disposition of city campus property as part of the 2015-16 budget. Number five, a comprehensive plan for the county grounds as part of the 2015-16 budget, including strategies for examining Behavioral Health Division complex facility needs and options as relocation of clients to the community continues. utilization or disposition of the Vell Phillips Juvenile Justice Center, and utilization or disposition of the Research Park Incubator Building. The last two are on the third page. Six would be a courthouse complex plan, including strategies for utilizing or vacating the safety building, the Community Correction Center, the Office of the Medical Examiner, and the county-owned property at 6th and State, all as part of a 2015-2016 budget initiative. And number seven, continue countywide facility and facility management consolidation as part of that same budget time period, 2015 through 16. These dates are preliminary based on information to date, and as planning continues and new information is gathered, timelines may change. Essentially, we have things happening right now that's funded in 14, and then we have the next steps, which will be a 2015 budget initiative and then subsequent into 2016. We respectfully recommend that the County Board accept and place this report on file as a management strategy regarding the consolidated facilities plans. And with that, I could take any questions you might have.
Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I first of all want to thank Mr. High and also Julie Esch. They both have been very good about working on this. I've been kept up to date, and I have regular meetings with Mr. High on how this is developing. This report should not be news to anyone on this committee or even the board, as we've had several updates. The direction has been explained previously. The one thing I really disagree with, however, is that somehow this can just be a report that administration administers. These are clear policy directives, and by the way, it's been the board that started the strategic planning process and decided to go towards the direction of facility downsizing. It's also been the board that put the money in, even over a veto, to do the reports and so on. So I think the board needs to continue to give direction on this from a policy perspective. And so, Mr. Chair, with discussions with you as chair, I have taken the report recommendation, placed it into a formal policy directive. I'm moving at this time approval of the policy. It basically takes the same discussion but puts it in a policy directive to do all of the things Mr. High outlined for us, although I will say the board has given him direction on this previously. So this isn't a surprise. But this is a policy directive, and I think we need to continue to show strong board leadership around this board policy that we are going to downsize facilities. City campus is the logical starting point. And I agree with that. The C.B. Richard Ellis report basically pointed us to it. The other things here really are kind of an outline for where we're going with decisions to be made as we go forward. There are going to be a lot of decisions that this board's going to make. They're not all intended to be made in this resolution. I personally think we're going to be working on this downsizing for over a decade. But if we don't get started, there have been courthouse studies, blah, 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 for a long time. If we don't get started, we're never going to do it. So this is the resolution that starts us. This budget will assist us in closing the city campus and getting hopefully a decision from the state on the COGS building, because that's the next big cog in the wheel, I could say, I guess. That's the next big decision, though, because once that decision's made, we know whether we can start putting staff into the building or whether we need to take staff out of that building. And, of course, we need to make a decision on the safety building. And it looks to me like we're starting to talk about that building's going to have to be vacated and probably demolished based on everything I have reviewed in the reports. But even that decision's not been made as a final decision. So I ask, Mr. Chair, that the board continue to make sure we continue the policy downsizing, not to lose sight of this as a policy directive, and to continue to be strong on it, because we all know after elections, you can get a whole new group of people in here who, unless they are, you know, taught where we are on these things. We had a new county exec who basically came in with an agenda that didn't include this. And, you know, in all due respect to the county exec, I'm not going to criticize him, but you don't come in here with a blank slate. This is going to take decades. So I think we need to be strong on stating we're going to do this as a policy directive, and I'm proud to, you know, get this resolution now before the board and ask everyone to please, you know, vote for this. Perhaps some simple amendments can be made. I'm always open to amendments. But this really takes the work we've done for the last 2 years now and put it in the policy directive. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The only thing I agree with, I think, out of all of that, was that it's a policy decision what we're doing, and that we do need to move forward on some consolidation. The plan put forward, however, I don't think actually conforms to the information we've received previously, and the strategy that we've talked about. And I can't help but observe that not even 30 days after the 5th District is vacant and without a representative there, there's a proposal to stick that district, that neighborhood, with a couple acres of blight. So the first thing on our list is we're going to move out. Then we're going to decide maybe a year from now what we're going to do. That's what I mean, that's how I read that. So if you actually read the report, they said that a new building was the best thing. COGS was probably the second best choice. So it seems to me that COGS is the first step. The first step is the state going to sign a long-term lease, and can we sell COGS? The second step is, because that tells you what you're going to do, what you can do with your people at City Campus. Can you move them to COGS or not? So why would you move them not knowing what you're doing with COGS, first off? So I'm not going to be a part of any plan that says we move out and create blight, and then we'll later decide what we're going to do at City Campus. Is City Campus a part of it? Yes. It's actually not the first puzzle piece that has to be figured out. And it actually offers us a great opportunity for what the report said, which was that a new building was the best economic option. And that's a site that could be utilized that way and should be. So we should not abandon that neighborhood and create blight. And someday we'll return to figure out what we're going to do there. I'm, you know, a little passionate about it. I've lived, you know, for many years, lived two blocks away, still own a property there, and know those neighbors and know how the county has been as not a good partner there. And this is continuing along that path. So I won't be a part of any of that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, over the years, we've approved funding for some studies. I don't recall anything that was simply the county board, these are our set of principles, A, B, C, and we're moving forward with this plan. That the approval of hundreds of thousands of dollars was to get the expert opinions on how some of these puzzle pieces should be arranged, if changing at all. And so I don't quite see it as clearly, I guess, as Supervisor Jurczyk, that somehow we've decided on doing all of this. The fact is, I don't agree with reducing our footprint. Anybody who has to deal in the public entity knows how difficult and expensive it is to acquire property. And the fact is that, you know, before you just go on some fire sale and get rid of stuff, you have to realize that maybe the next county board, yes, those people 10 years or 20 years from now may need that property for a facility or for something that's positive for the community. But if you abdicate that responsibility and don't afford them the possibility of doing that because we've sold that property. That's poor planning and just totally wrong. And I just think things are being mischaracterized, that a lot of times people have said, yes, we're going to do a study. That didn't mean we agreed with everything in that study. We wanted those reports to come back. We'd sift through the information. And as far as I'm concerned, we have not made an official declaration that we are doing X, Y, and Z when it comes to property, that we are still in the fact-finding phase of stuff to make intelligent decisions. And I feel that, you know, we're trying to be suckered into making a policy that is not in our best interest, you know, kind of shading the truth on this stuff. And I'll tell you, when I look at this resolution and it talks about selling assets to reduce our footprint, as if we've all decided that's a good idea, when you bring up things like the county grounds and the behavioral health facility, it's like, can we throw any more controversial projects into this thing that you just want to, you know, approve on a whim? I just think, you know, I appreciate the time and effort of the staff to put this together, but there has to be far more detailed meetings with people to exactly understand what is meant. You know, I've read through the different plans and stuff, and we have here a three-page item here for us. But that's not anywhere near what needs to be totally complete to actually come to some conclusion on something. Because I'm not afraid to reorganize county government. The thing is, I want to know what the intentions, the ultimate outcomes are on this stuff. I think when we bought City Campus, I believe, what was it, 92, somewhere in the early 90s there, we all knew that was a bit of a different project there, and it wasn't just a simple office building, you know, where we're going to staff people. There's a lot more about the community and the neighborhood and things like that go into it. And so I can tell I'm just a little frustrated at how things are continuously being mischaracterized. I didn't vote for the study because I thought a lot of it, we knew this stuff. You didn't take. I think we had plenty of smart people in county government that could have told you to, you know, we ought to bulldoze City Campus. In fact, if it's up to me, I'd bulldoze the whole block and go south of Wisconsin Avenue and bulldoze that block too. But we don't know those properties. But so I just want to be clear that the intention of what we passed in the past was not some indication that we agreed with everything in these studies, that it was supposed to be get us the information, we'll then develop something. And, you know, there's a lot more work to be done. And I think when I see things like 2015 budget, 2016, you're way off the mark on that.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think everyone who's spoken on this topic so far has had some gem of something good to say that I agree with. I, too, would have concern about the blight or prospect of it. But I also think that Supervisor Jurczyk has done something good here by taking something that's been an issue since before I was on the board and really brought it through and trying to make something of it. I recently went and toured the medical examiner's office, and I thought several months ago when I did that I was kind of behind the times because I had already been in office for a year and a half or whatever at the time, and you know, I had never physically been there, and got to meet the staff, see what they do, see the property, etc., and I was astounded to hear the medical examiner say to me that I was the only supervisor that had come by to see the building, that no one else ever goes out there.
That is not true.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not been there. Well, just go ahead. Supervisor, you have the floor. I apologize for
that. Thank you. Now, perhaps that wasn't correct. Perhaps some supervisors had been out there at other times, or maybe he was just referring to recently. But there were some major complaints, and when I saw the building, I think that was the first time that I was really jolted into understanding a lot of our problems that are likely countywide, and to understanding some of the urgencies that I've heard Supervisor Jurczyk put on this issue in the past. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, since I see even that department and that building as part of the scope here, and since we've been getting reports and we expect to continue getting reports, we've had a few situations where people outside the county or outside the board have tried to say that we're a do-nothing or an overdo-something board. I know we're in that time frame right now where we're getting close at the end of the summer to be expecting the budget, and I would hate to say, wait, let's get lots of more information and then be really hit over the head if the county executive develops a budget that implements it anyway, perhaps in a way that we wouldn't agree with. So I would prefer to be proactive. I intend to vote in favor of the resolution supporting Supervisor Jurczyk in this committee today, but I want everybody to know that I remain really open on this. If someone has a better idea and is willing to support perhaps an alternate resolution on board day, if it made it out of committee today, I'd be really open to hearing and collaborating on that. But I think we need to take the information they've been pouring at us and do something with it, rather than simply waiting another year or 2 years to get all the information and then be in a position where a building is falling apart or we have more of a safety issue, and then all of a sudden it's an emergency. I would just ask everybody to be a little bit proactive. Let's get it out of committee, and if it needs to be modified or something like that, I'm willing to work on that. Thank you.
Supervisor Taylor.
I agree with my colleague here, Alexander, that we need to do something, and that's what, when I saw the report and with the recommendations, I was, that's just a here's a report, file it. But Supervisor Jurczyk brings in, a resolution which basically followed suit, and I'm glad that she did, because to continue to pump money into buildings, that flushing money down the drain, whatever you want to say, down the toilet. We can't continue to do that, and this is going to take time. I'm open to listening to other people's opinions. It's no surprise that some don't want to sell a piece of property. In fact, there are some on this board that want to try to acquire more county services and try to enlarge it, because we're losing mental health, and the board is now going to be neutered, in 2016 more than we are right now. So you have some on the board grasping for every piece of power that they can because of the irrelevancy of what we are becoming. So here's something that, is financial in nature. I didn't realize that when we bought this facility back in the 90s that we were going to be there forever, that now it's our responsibility to turn that neighborhood around. It's funny that the city of Milwaukee is saying to us, please stay. Well, are they going to help pay for these expenses and these costs to this facility and facilities around there? So, it's nice to have other elected officials from other governing bodies tell us what to do. I really don't follow that strategy. I think we need to do some of these things here. I think we need to start, budgeting. We've spent a great deal of money telling us what we probably already knew in some way, what to get rid of. I think when I got elected, without looking at one study, I could have told you from what I heard to get rid of that building and get out of there. So is this the exact order that we should follow? Maybe, maybe not, but I think it's a starting point, and I think it should be moved forward.
Sir Walshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're not talking about not moving forward. You're talking about, when you read the resolution, it's about approving this stuff. And that's the problem. And we have not had, as it's pointed out, here they want a finalized master plan. How about we see the master plan before you go and approve the master plan? That might be a nice thing to do. And that's all I'm asking for. I don't have a problem with reorganizing where we have our county departments and putting them in state-of-the-art buildings and reducing our energy costs and making the staffing flows better and all that kind of stuff. That's what we want. That's what a good organization should do. but it shouldn't be done under this cloud of deception because, you know, of other people's real estate interests. I don't understand why we need to, you know, the courthouse complex strategies, all of this, the safety building, you know, you look at that. I mean, that we've had a courthouse master plan. And in fact, that goes back to like 2002. What always stops us is money. You know, you have a comprehensive plan for the county grounds. You don't think, you know, we've been discussing the county grounds since it's been out there in the 80s, since the hospitals and everything. When, you know, utilization of and or disposition of the juvenile justice facility. You know, like I said, can we open up any more can of worms? And you've looked at this thing for a whole whopping 5 minutes. I mean, you know, that's not honest planning. I look at it. It's dumping it over to a county exec and his departments that do not have the best interest of Milwaukee County at heart. And if you want to abdicate all your responsibilities on this stuff rather than get the information ahead of time on stuff, you know, like I said, how about they just finish the report and give us their recommendations on everything in concrete so we know what they mean, not these half maybe things that we're going to think about a couple years down the road. Finish, you know, show us what we spent $500,000 on. Give us the report in a nice little binder and we can look at it and we can read through it and then we'll make a decision on the value of it. Question for the chair, is this resolution actually in front of us now, or what is, because I believe it's just the report and the recommendation was to receive and place on file from
the resolution can be in front of us. We get a motion approved.
Right, I'm asking for clarity. That hasn't been
in front of us right now.
So you're saying Supervisor made the motion that the resolution is in front of us, or just the report?
The report, and that's part of the report because the resolution. Once somebody says they move approval, we will vote on it. If we don't get no motion to approve, it's not in front of us. We won't vote on it. Right now, we are talking about the report and the resolution.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have, I guess so.
All right, thank you. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Many things have been said, and I want to try to respond to some of it. I will try to be brief, but an awful lot has been thrown at us. First of all, in the master plan, that is a space study master plan. Until we begin to make decisions, we can't make final decisions on master plan space usage. So it's all related to each other. City campus. I'll take you back 2 years. In fact, 3 years when County Executive Walker was here. That was thrown in the budget, if you recall, to close city campus. We have been talking about closing city campus for a long time for a lot of reasons. And by the way, this isn't an attempt to try to do something because a supervisor has left and has been reelected. This has been talked about a long time. It perhaps is unfortunate it's coming up just right now when that supervisor has been vacated as far as the position. But I don't think that really changes our ability to make a decision. And I'll finish that thought in a moment. But going back to the Walker years, we took it out of budget and said, no, a lot more has to be looked at and decided. The next year at budget time, a huge capital project came through on city campus to replace the duct systems. I mean, I think it was $300,000 to $500,000. And I know a lot of us, I for one did, said, wait a second, we're going to spend that kind of money on a business we're going to close, on a property we're going to close? I mean, we literally are holding the duct system together with duct tape. I mean, it's probably called duct tape because that's how people use it. But we literally have decided not to replace the ducts because of the air conditioning, heating, ventilation in that building, waiting for us to make decisions. Now, that's going back 2 years. All this time, we do have the report, multiple binders. The C.B. Richard Ellis report has been given to us. Some of us have actually read it. It's an extensive report. Because one of the things strategic planning decided, which I spent 3 years of my life doing that, was we didn't have enough information. What do utilities cost? How do we use space? What's a good decision? So we backed up and said, get the report. We've got the report. It's the courthouse fire. Let's talk about that for a minute. Deferred maintenance is going to cost us money. And we had the experience this summer. Sometimes I think it was a good thing the courthouse fire happened. Not so much, and thank God no one was ever hurt in that. But we saw what happens when there's deferred maintenance that doesn't get attended to. That goes back a long time, and we probably have a fair amount of blame to share as a board on that. No. We can't continue to defer maintenance and then have brush fires or courthouse fires to be putting out. When I stated the board has done thing, it has been the board. I understand the supervisor from West Allis has voted no every step of the way, but we are actually, as a board, moving forward, and this is the next step, which we need to do. If you don't want to do this, what is your plan? This has been a long time in coming. So if you don't like this plan, what's your plan? Please get it spelled out and put before us, and we'll vote on an alternate. And by the way, closing city campus, if there's real concerns about the neighborhood, I can be sensitive to that. Then please prepare some kind of a substitute amendment, put it before us, and we can address it. But it would be a huge mistake for us not to do something, Mr. Chair, and I think it's a huge mistake for the policymakers of this county who have an obligation to our taxpayers to not do something and just to leave the administration play with this with any way they want. We need to direct policy, and we need to direct where we're going. On the different campuses, the C.B. Richard Ellis report provided for us an outline of where we should be looking at to close campuses. By the way, the Milwaukee Bar Association has a formal resolution recommending to this board that we close Children's Court, the Val Phillips Center, and move Children's Court into the courthouse to make the courthouse a courthouse. That's probably a valid recommendation that we should be looking at. We're not deciding that today, but let's not pretend there aren't other voices weighing in on this, because there are, and we need to start making those decisions. The Behavioral Health Hospital, half of that property is vacant right now, and it's expensive property for us to be running and keeping. I'm not saying we should vacate the whole thing, but we need to start looking at it. If we don't get this outline done and start taking steps, we will never do it. It's called obfuscation. We'll talk about it to death, and it'll never get done. So I do hope, I appreciate Supervisor Alexander, Supervisor Taylor, your comments. I think we're right on. Yes, of course, a lot of things can be changed. We can make decisions differently as we go forward. But if we don't start, it'll never get done. This at least identifies time frames, timelines, and makes us do things in budget. So please, Mr. Chair, I hope the rest of the committee will support this and tweak it as you go along if you like. Give us alternate plans. Make substitute amendments. I invite that. But let's do something. Thank you.
I'm going to anybody friendly first before I do this one.
Anybody what?
Respond first before I get my other two colleagues. Supervisor Bukowski?
I'll probably anchor it.
Okay, Supervisor Washington.
Move it.
Once again, I'm not quite sure. Has anyone moved approval on
no.
that?
No.
All right.
I moved adoption of the resolution.
Oh, she did?
I did move adoption. The first thing I did.
Yeah.
Well, calm down. Hold up now. So we can withdraw this whole thing right now. Okay. We got a motion, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, Supervisor, you made a motion.
And we have a resolution.
All right, we calm
down. Not a report.
Thank you.
Now, you tell me, stop people picking on you. Stop, okay?
All right, I'll stop. Thank you. Stop. I will be respectful.
Okay. Now, Supervisor Washington.
Thank you. Because, one, we've just seen this today, this resolution, and I think people came to this committee meeting thinking that we would discuss a report and it was just an informational item versus an action item. So I'd like to refer the item to staff, and that would give us time to go go over this, get some comments back from staff, and we could take up the item then next month at our regular meeting. So,
what would you want the staff to refer? What do you want the staff to do?
The question for staff is what I'd like to know is about the implications of the timelines that are put in here. When we talk about a disposition plan for city campus, what needs to be included in that? Does everybody here have a clear understanding of what a disposition plan is and what is all entailed in that? You know, we look at, you know, some of this, the courthouse complex plan. We've had multiple plans. Could we at least identify what is the latest up-to-date plan? Just some of the basics of what is, we have a lot of bullet points here, and I'd like to get just some basic information about, you know, each of these bullet points that are listed here so that we could make adjustments if so needed.
Okay. We do have a referral to staff. Supervisor Taylor.
On referral or just referral. In general? Okay. Well, first off, I'm opposed to referral, so I'll start with that. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. We've been talking this longer than I've been here. I've only been here a little over two. So, if, you know, this is just a delay tactic to kick it down the road when if you don't know what we're talking about in these bullet points, then maybe, you know, we shouldn't be in the chair we're in. On top of that, you know, to come here and plan on just discussing a report, are you saying we don't have the ability then to go from report to resolution? Because I sure do. I mean, I think I looked at what was in here. We all have all the reports available to us. You know, I don't think anybody wants to continue to have delay tactics. I recall when I first got here that in 2012, it was a lost year. Nothing was done. And there was arguments from this body that the administration was doing nothing and dragging their feet, and 2012 was a lost year because I believe for the 2012 budget, there was certain things that were supposed to be done. Now, Supervisor Jurczyk will have more details to add on that, I'm sure, because she's been pushing this. But let me make it clear. This body, or at least I, am not abdicating anything to the county executive and his administration. Last I checked, we control the budget. And for some of these things to take place, a majority of these, probably all of them, is going to be board policy, whether it's disposing of land, spending money. That's a board function. And until the state takes that right away from us, we still have it as of today. So I'm against referral, and I think we ought to move forward. If people want to make some recommendations or make changes or substitutes, you know, I'd be willing to listen. But doing nothing is not a plan. Bring in a plan if you have a better idea.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Earlier, one of the arguments made against adopting this today was that you can't approve a master plan until you've received and read a master plan. But there's nothing in here that says we're approving the master plan. If you read the actual bullet points, really, this is setting a timeline, mm-hmm. and it's giving policy direction to the administration and to the departments to say this is your timeline and here's what we're expecting and when we're expecting it. And it really seems to be a reasonable timeline. It's not rushed like some where, you know, they might have to beg for all this extra months and meeting cycles and time. And I'm sure that this committee and the board would be reasonable enough that if there was wiggle room for time needed, we can accommodate that. We have in the past. Further, I don't recall after going back and forth a few times if we've heard from Mr. Hyatt his opinion on this resolution. I'm interested in hearing if there is one to share.
Mr. Hyatt, do you have any comment about this resolution?
Mr. Chair, supervisors, I believe I haven't read I haven't seen this before today, but if the resolution incorporates what's in the information report, the information report lays out our scope and schedule for moving forward. I guess until I get a chance to compare the two, I would have to reserve. But if in fact it maintains the same schedule and the same scope, then I think that at least my personal opinion would be that we'd be good to have to move forward. As long as you've asked. I would just say that I've been here a long time at the county, and I think I know my group, Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services, and I am part of the Department of Administrative Services. I can assure you that we have not we have the best interests of Milwaukee County in our work. You've hired us. We're professionals. We do the best we can with the resources that we have, and certainly the interests of Milwaukee County and its citizens are foremost in our minds as we're going through this. We still are in a fact-finding mission here. None of this is, these decisions have been made or set in stone. The decision-making process continues, and in fact, for as far as the city campus, there will be a report in July that will give you the details about staff leaving that facility. If you wanted more information on the COG Center negotiations, Mr. T. Whaley Smith is here to provide that, although I know he can't get into real details with it, but he certainly could provide you with something more there. And we do have the CBRE folks here if you had any other questions. But I want to make sure that this whole idea of the best interest of Milwaukee County, we certainly are trying to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that in a spirit of collaboration, finding a way to move forward with all the information they've given us, that we've received some pretty good quality reports going beyond a scope that I would have originally even requested. I would say that if you can agree with 80% of what you see in this resolution, it would be enough reason to move forward. And like Supervisor Jerzyk Taylor and I have all said, you know, we can entertain some modifications, amendments, or substitutes as we go. But to delay too long will put us at risk for, I think, really just going head-to-head against the administration unnecessarily when we're presented with some other plan that they would rather see adopted, and we should use our policymaking authority to take the steps forward when we have the opportunity. Thank you.
Very well, Sean.
Thank you. I would like you to just read lines 40 and 41, the be it resolved clause. That means that's what they want to do there. The Department of Administrative Services will implement phase three. And they don't list all of the plan schedule, which includes. And then it's the relocation of county staff from city campus. You're saying you want to get everybody out of city campus, fine. But you're doing that. You're approving it. It's not up for debate. The final agreement with the state, have we just unwittingly approved that final agreement with the state? Is that going to come back to us? Because it says we're going to implement the final agreement with the state on the utilization of the COG Center. You know, now we can go through. We can finalization of the update. Did we just implement the finalization of an update of a master plan by June 30th that we haven't even seen yet? Once again, it talks about the implementation. Here, implement phase three. Are you unwittingly, you know, approving all of these things and that they're just going to go and do it? And then you're going to see one line item in a budget on stuff during the budget. And they're, well, we don't need your approval because, you know, 6 months ago you guys said go ahead and implement this stuff. Because when somebody uses the word implement, it means they're going to do it. And so, you know, if that means the disposition plan, that they're going to create a disposition plan and implement it for the Juvenile Justice Center and stuff. And that's a huge debate. And I would remind people that the kids that go to that are serviced by the Wauwatosa School District, and that's been an ongoing long debate between Milwaukee County and the school district. Like I said, it's a very complicated issue. You know, I wish we could just wave a magic wand and magically make these things happen in a week. But you know what? They are complicated, and good decisions take a while. So I would say if this was such an important thing, why wasn't this resolution written up, submitted to the chairwoman's office, and gone through the regular committee referral process? Instead, we have 5 minutes to look it over. You don't know the implications of it or half the language in it. and what it means. So I would still hope that we would refer it to staff so we would have the time to actually understand the multiple bullet points in the back and what their repercussions are. Thank you.
Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, what I'd like to do, Mr. Chairman, is because I have the clerk's ear, the clerk would like to ask you as chair what the supervisor wants specifically as far as referral. I've heard kind of like a global, and so the clerk is asking you.
What is it?
What?
Clerk, will you just speak up? what do you need?
We would like to know which staff you'd like to refer to. Is it the comptroller staff or the department staff?
Well, right. I forget we're under this new totalitarian system that I would have it the comptroller staff to review it. And the question is about I'm looking for the effects of this on both financially and on the timeline because we're approving things and we're demanding things be as part of the budget. And so I'm looking for sort of some cause and effect, some implications of passing this resolution. Are we incorporating things into the budget prematurely? I guess that's the most general way to put it is I need some feedback on the impact of these bullet points.
You got your information?
Yes, thank you.
Right. Bukowski, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Without sounding like a martyr, okay, I need to make some points here that are very noticeable and they need to be spoken. Number one, where is the media? Where is the media? This is important stuff. Have we plummeted to such irrelevancy? Have we plummeted that far that who gives a rat's backside what the county board does and says?
No decision.
The fact that nobody here from any media is here, it needs to be said. Okay? And you know, the Daily Reporter actually scooped the Journal Sentinel. Beth Kevin, who was down here, she actually had an article about this very item, a couple of days ago. So, number one, whether we like what the newspaper writes with their bias or how they misinterpret the meetings or whatever, what people don't realize is that that print begets other media. For instance, TV reads what's in the newspaper and says, oh, hey, we're going to go after Supervisor so-and-so because they said such-and-such. And then, of course, talk radio. So the bottom line is that, of course, we're going to get totally shut out. And I think that's a terrible disservice, and it needs to be said. And if the public's perception of the county board is that terrible that we have nothing to say, nothing positive to say, boy, we have plummeted. My second point, and I don't want to make this sound like this is a cheap shot to the county executive or whatever, but it needs to be said. Okay, where the hell is his representative? Now, you can say, well, Teague is here or Julie's here or Greg is here or whatever, but you know what? The simple question like, what is the exec thinking? Is the exec going to veto this? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? Again, listen. I'm not a fan, okay, of the county executive, all right? But at the very least, I have been trying to work with the person. And I have tried to instill in his staff that there needs to be some level of cooperation. And yet, again, we get shut up, okay? I mean, it's pathetic. It's almost like we don't exist. And I think probably in his eyes and probably in the majority of people's eyes, we don't exist. My final point on this item, Mr. Chairman and committee members. All right. We've made very, very good points. Supervisor Washon usually is right on, and he is right on with his comments. However, the way I look at this, take it from a guy who's been around a while, we have precedence in what we are doing today, what we're talking about doing today with this. Okay, we don't have the master plan. We don't have this. We don't have that. We don't have all of the answers. Well, you know what? a couple, 3-5 years ago, we didn't have any kind of information as far as whether or not we were going to build a new building for behavioral health. But you know what? A majority of us said we were going to try. And you know, while it didn't happen and hasn't happened yet, probably won't happen, what did it do? What did it do? It was the impetus to get us off our duffs. And so that's why I am going to be supporting this resolution today, regardless of what the ramifications are, because you know what? We need to get people's duffs moving. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So that's Jersey.
On the referral, thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually appreciate most of Supervisor Borkowski's comments, but we have to do what's right, whether media is here or not. And you know, what's driving the agenda for Milwaukee County right now is the Greater Milwaukee Committee. And guess what? It's not on their radar. The Greater Milwaukee Committee doesn't know what governance is happening with regard to Milwaukee County. But that also is not a reason for us not to do this. It's the right thing. We've downsized our staff. We were over 7,500 employees about 10 and a half years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. We're under 5,000 now, and yet we have the same space.
Okay.
This, Mr. High's comments, this resolution picks up the exact language in his report. The report should not be a surprise to any of us. It's the third report his committee has brought to us. All I'm trying to do for our committee and for the board is preserve the fact that this is a policy initiative. We should all support that. If we're going to be totally irrelevant, then we would vote against this. This is a policy game plan on where we're going with downsizing facilities. Financially, we have to do it, folks. We don't have enough money to take care of all of our facilities, and we're not going to get the money to take care of all of our facilities. There's no new revenue sources coming into the county. We're not going to be able to take care of all this deferred maintenance. We have got to start making decisions. So this is not new. This is the same kind of reporting we've been getting. This is his phase three, reduced to a policy resolution. I really request that you deny the referral and let us go forward with this to the full board as a recommendation to start the timeline. It's going to take, as I said, decades to do it. We will get lots of more resolutions. If we're going to excess property and actually sell it, that's going to be a whole new resolution. That's going to be a new directive for us to look at. City Campus, in my opinion, will probably be the first one, but we haven't even got that in front of us today. So please, let's move forward. Thank you.
We have any other comments? You know what? Since we don't have a clerk right now, because the clerk has to do something, we're going to take a 3-minute recess.
Calls back in, right?
Call real quick.
Well,
don't go anywhere.
Be back in 3 minutes. There she's back right now.
Carl, how are you?
Good.